Crazy as that may sound, it's high time we woke up to the fact that we are electromagnetic beings tripping around with this mind-boggling capacity to magnetize into our lives whatever in the world we desire by controlling the feelings that come from our thoughts. There's just no way around it. The way we feel is the way we attract. And more often than not, those feelings come from our thoughts, setting up the instantaneous electromagnetic chain reactions that ultimately cause things to happen, to be created, to be withheld, or to be destroyed, like my big commissions. So happy high vibrations attract happy high vibrational circumstances. Yucky low vibrations attract yucky low vibrational circumstances. It's the same principle as a tuning fork. You ding a tuning fork in a room filled with all different kinds of tuning forks calibrated to various pitches, and only the ones calibrated to the same frequency as the one you just dinged will ding too, even if they're way across the Astrodome. Why? Because like forces attract, like frequencies attract. It's a classic rule of physics. Only we're not tuning forks. What's coming back to us as a result of the jumble of unfocused emotional energy, meaning vibrations, that we spew out in every second are rarely pleasant little pings, but more often than not a relentless procession of messed up, hit or miss, unplanned events and circumstances. Needless to say, what we've been creating with all this indiscriminate flowing of energy is pure pandemonium at worst and a second-rate life at best as we continue magnetizing into our day-to-day existence every experience, person, game, happening, encounter, incident, event, hazard, occasion, or episode by however we happen to be vibrating, which means feeling. Bills, bills, bills. Unless you're in super financial shape, how do you usually feel when it gets to be bill-paying time? Thrilled? Elated? Euphoric? Not likely. How about worried, anxious, or plain old down? Well, join the group. Well, here's the kicker. It's due to those very feelings of despair that we keep on having such a hard time with the bills. Why? Because whatever we're feeling is what we're vibrating, and whatever we're vibrating is what we are attracting. It's a universal law. That's just the way it is. Tony and his wife Ginger and I got together regularly to compare notes about our progress with the law of attraction. And one night as we were finishing dinner at my place, we began reminiscing over how it used to be and those times before we got involved in controlling energy. And the conversation was light and comical until Tony started talking about how ugly it had been trying to pay bills with no money. Now, Tony had always made a decent living, but Ginger wanted to stretch her work wings again, so she went back to the real estate business, and where she did quite well. Well, why was it then, they reminisced as I was pouring coffee, that we never had enough money to pay our bills? I presume you just overextended yourselves whenever Ginger made a hit, I said. Oh, sure we did, laughed Tony. We were living it up until we realized what a mess we had gotten ourselves into. I know the feeling. But isn't it great how that's all behind us now? I tried to leapfrog the conversation into a new direction, but Ginger was having none of it. For whatever reason, she just needed to relive those painful days. I swear, Ginger went on, it got so bad every month that when it came time to pay those fool things, which I put off for as long as I could, I'd either break out in a rash or have a migraine. You know what that's like, Lynn. You've been there. More times than I care to count, I reflected. Tony and Ginger and I had spent years in various degrees of financial chaos because we didn't know a thing about controlling our energy. And the more we focused on what we didn't have, the greater our negative energies would grow, magnetizing even more debt along with less income to offset it. Our emotional focus on the lack of what we had was continuing to magnetize more of the same back into our experience, usually bigger and meaner and nastier than the month before. See, the process is like tossing a boomerang, one of those things that you pitch away from you that circles back for you to catch or clobber you if you're not looking. What we send out vibrationally is what we get back. Okay, so until we change our vibrations, we are going to pull back to us whatever we have sent out. We get what we emotionally focus on. Focus on what we want with passion and excitement, and presto, it's on its way. Focus on what we don't want with the same passion, like worry, concern, and presto, it too will be on its way. Now, does it matter what caused the feelings in the first place? No. They could come from a thought, from an outside event, or just from a general mood. But regardless of how they are initiated, the events that make up our lives come solely from our moment-to-moment, day-to-day, year-to-year outflow of feelings. Facts are facts. Since what we send out is what we get back. And since what we send out comes from what we've been focusing on, it might behoove us to pay a damn sight more attention to what we're thinking about and how that's making us feel. Oh, let's go back to the bills. Okay, let's say that you've been having a whole batch of thoughts about how much you don't like paying them. Now, each one of those thoughts, which is very much alive, carries the emotional vibration or signature from when you thought it. And it goes out to find and hook up with other thoughts that have identical vibrations. So now, instead of just one little old insignificant thought out there about your bills, you got a bigger and more powerful one than you had to begin with. You not only have your own downer thoughts about bills clumping together out there and growing bigger and more powerful with each new dejected feeling you send out, but now they're joining up with other downer thought balls in the same frequency sent out from other people. Like frequencies attract. So, sooner or later, one or more of those junk bombs with all sorts of unpleasant stuff attached to it from everybody else's worries is going to come back and sock you loud and hard if you're still vibrating the same way and broadcasting your wavelength on the same frequency. So now you got a real mess on your hands. More bills than you had in the first place, along with a lot more disagreeable circumstances that may or may not have to do with paying those bills. Your attracting magnet is powerfully turned on with that emotionally charged downer vibration and will keep on attracting more garbage, like a homing beacon, until you change that vibration.